one of my biggest fear or one of my biggest things that I hate is regretting. I don't want to regret. I want to live a life of no regret. I want to know that I did the best I could do. It just failed. But for me, I played my part. I did everything that I could do. And it just didn't happen. There, I won't even be mad if something doesn't happen, because I know that I've done the best I can.
Mujevale. My name is Barney Kibuka, and welcome to another episode of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show.
Welcome once again to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show with your boy, Barney Kibuka. People have been picking on me for saying, welcome to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show with your boy, Barney Kibuka. They want me to say Kibuka. Actually, I was supposed to be recording with somebody today at this time, but I found out that, you know, when I'm doing the podcast recordings with people outside the country, it's hard when you get into time zones and time differences. So I was supposed to record with somebody who is in Canada, in Vancouver. So they are 3 hours behind the United States. And so we agreed on like 5:30. So I thought 5:30 was my time, but in real sense, it was 5:30 their time, and it would be 8:30 my time, which would have been pretty late for me. So unfortunately, it was my bad on my side. So that's why we didn't end up doing the podcast recording that was supposed to be recorded for today. It's been a long time since I was on the podcast here by myself. So it's crazy because I've got onto this long of just hosting guests from all over the country, all over the world, but most especially from Uganda. So I want to take this opportunity to thank all my guests that have been on the podcast. I don't take it for granted, because when somebody makes time for you, like some of my guests have taken like 1 hour, 120, like a lot of time. So I really don't take their time for granted when they come out and speak and share their story on my podcast. It's a blessing for me, and I never take that for granted. So this episode out here is just to thank the people and to just catch up with the listeners. You know, sometimes I get into this journey of just hosting guests, and I like these things where once in a while I'll jump in to touch base with the listeners so you guys can hear my voice, hear what I have to say or something that's going on. And just, I take it as connecting with my listeners, you know, like sometimes when I have a guest, when we do it, I just jump right in. So we don't really get a time to just me talking to my listeners. It's always a guest. So I was like, you know what? I messed up on my side. I can't make it correct, or we've rescheduled the recording, but I was like, I need to talk to these people. So I think today what I'm going to do is just to talk to the listeners, just catch up on how life has been, what's going on with the podcast, where we are, and what's coming in the future. So this is a episode that I'm going to put out. But in the meantime, before I jump into what I'm going to say, I know most of you might see me on the, I'm wearing like a 3XL Ugandan Boy Talk Show hoodie. Most of you, those who are watching me on YouTube, you'll be like, what the heck is he wearing? So unfortunately, I made this hoodie for somebody. He placed an order and they wanted a 3XL, and I got to the time of shipping it, and somebody canceled. They canceled on me that they no longer wanted the hoodie. And I don't know anybody who is 3XL. I'm willing to donate it to somebody. If you know anybody who is 3XL that might need it, I'm not going to charge money of it. It's going to be free, but you're going to have to take care of the shipping. And if you're outside the country, we need to find a way of how it can get to you. If you know anybody of 3XL, let me know, and we'll have this hoodie sent out to you as a gift and as an appreciation for listening to the Ugandan Boy Talk show. Speaking of that, we have hoodies, we have merchandise. For the people in the United States, I have my merch on online. You can order wherever you are and it will get to you. People who are in Uganda, I have connections where we can get these merchandise. If you want, you can just place an order and we'll see. Currently in Uganda, we have t-shirts. Those are still available. If you're interested in the Uganda Boy Talk Show t-shirt, I can hook you up. We're still working on getting the hoodies there. You know, one of the biggest challenges, and I've never shared it on the podcast, but one of the biggest challenges of making merchandise in Uganda when you're not there, it's kind of hard, because when you send money for people to make merchandise and you're not there, sometimes they don't do a good quality. So when you sell it to the people, some people got back to me and they're like, oh, this was not good quality, this was not good. So I feel bad to sell something bad to the people. So I want to be able to know what kind of product somebody is putting his money into. That's why for the people living in the US, I make sure that I ship it myself to you after looking at everything, knowing that everything is good. I do this to promote myself, and some of the money that we make off these, we send them to Uganda to help children who don't have money to go to school and stuff like that. So the little money that comes out of my merch, I try to send it out and help kids around the world that might need it. So yeah, we have that. You can support us. We have hats. I didn't wear my hat today, but most of you have seen me with a Uganda Boy Talk Show hat. We have stickers. If you a kind of person who doesn't want to like spend a ton of money buying a hoodie or something, you can buy a sticker. And I have these stickers on my car too. So we have that. And the money we get out of that, I've already talked about it. It's not my money. I send it out to help people who are in need. So yeah, we do that. And that has been great. People who have bought on Redbubble, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate. Oh yeah, today I brought some water. Because you just, it's funny because when I'm talking by myself, I use a lot of energy than when I have a guest, because when you're by yourself, you just talk. But when you have a guest, you ask a question, they talk, and then you can relax for a little bit. But now I feel like I'm using a lot of energy to even talk. But anyway, I don't remember the last time I was on the podcast. I think, yeah, the last time I did a podcast by myself was when I was doing the 100 episodes. And that's funny because I recording this, I just released my 150th episode. So those have been 50 episodes in between since the last time I spoke on the podcast by myself. And it's been quite a journey. It's been a good journey. I know I did a review on those episodes that I did. Let me see here if I can see those episodes for you that I've done ever since my 100. So you guys can see what we've been to. But it's been quite a journey and I like it. When I started this podcast, it's funny because I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know what I'm going to do with it. It started in COVID and I was like, you know what? I love to talk. I'm going to start talking. But it's pretty cool to see where it has come from and the people along the way that I've met, the connections I've made with my guests. I know I've said this before, but like for me, it's more than just the numbers, because a lot of people will go to like YouTube. My YouTube has struggled and it's still struggling, but I'll take that back. My YouTube is not struggling, but the numbers on YouTube that you see, those are the people that benefit from that. Yeah, the other podcast where their numbers shoot up the roof. But I feel like the numbers of people that come to YouTube to watch, those are the people that benefit from that. And maybe those are the people that like the video part of it, because when you actually go to the audio episodes like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the numbers are higher. I think it's because different people prefer different style of podcasts. Like me, I listen to a lot of podcasts on while I'm driving. So, and I'm not saying like people stop watching YouTube, because I just bought a brand new camera to improve my videos for you guys who are watching on YouTube. I like to do quality work, and that's why I put these things out there. But yeah, back to that. YouTube, yeah, it's a work. YouTube is a lot of work, and we're working to improve that. And that's why I want to improve my work. I want to at least do quality work that will make my work look good. I like to do something good. But I'm also saying, I'm not saying like people who are starting a podcast, you just need to go out there and buy a brand new camera or like buy an expensive super duper camera, because that's not it. It doesn't have to be that. It's like when I started, it's crazy. When I started with my iPod, actually this iPod, and I just started talking my mic, and yeah. And this is where we are now. I just improved on getting the cameras and getting guests. But anyway, so the last time I was on the podcast by myself, it was the 100th episode where I made a recap of the 100 episodes. Actually, it works out well that I'm on 50 now, that I'm going to recap some of the episodes that I've done. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I'm going to just talk about each guest that I've had ever since then. Maybe for you who are listening right now, you'll go back and just see that some of the guests that I talk about, and maybe you will enjoy it and want to go check it out. But I had Wake 256. Wake 256 is a poet. He does a lot of poet and rap music. He's a Christian poet, and he does poetry and rap. So we talked about poetry and rap. And Charmaine, it's funny how I met Charmaine. It was through Instagram. She was hosted by a certain podcast. I listened to it on Instagram Explore, and I listened to it. My gosh, this girl is so smart. Like, she talks a lot about faith and her life, and it's something you can connect to. So I wanted to have her on the podcast. That took long for me to have her on the podcast, but eventually we did, and she showed up on the podcast, so that was pretty cool. I hosted Abubakar Kasule, who is a Express FC superstar. He plays soccer. He's plays for Express FC, which is in Uganda. It's one of the Uganda Premier League. Then I had Alan Nasali, Live Chat Series. She came here and she does her thing on a Twitter space where she hosts different people and she talks about life too, like host people talk about career. My friend Brian Jeezy, and this is where I was telling you that actually one of my friends told me, I went on your YouTube and I scrolled and you have different guests all the time. How do you get these people? And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to have all these guests accept to come and talk on my podcast. Like, I don't pay them, but these are people who are willing to share their story with a goal of like I told you in the beginning, those people who have been following my podcast for a long time, that my podcast's goal is we rise by lifting each other up. So that's the podcast motto, we rise by lifting each other up. So these people just willingly come on here to share their stories and just have a conversation with me. I hosted this duo, the Jackie and Shan duo. They're doing a pretty good job with YouTube, and I think they call themselves Ugandan Slay Queens. So they're Ugandan Slay Queens, so bustling up slings. I hosted Daniel Chaudhry. He's a great guy. For those of you in Uganda who know Sales Warrior, he's a Sales Warrior. And on this episode, he just talked about his life getting abducted in the URA, the Kony rebels. You all remember the rebels who were in Gulu? Yeah, back in the day when we were younger. So my brother Tana, he's a author. He's written books, and he's also a poet. He has his own organization, Written to Speak. You all need to check it out on Instagram. He does an amazing job. His words are motivating, like they lift you up. That's what I like about it. And even this episode that we recorded with Tana just lifted me up. And for those of you who tuned in, you know what I'm talking about. My friend Akech Joy Winnie. Oh my gosh. And then we did a day of life in an African village. She's amazing. She talked about her opportunity to work with Nike, you know, like collaborate with Nike and Homegirls. That was dope. Deborah Lake, she talks about her journey from Uganda to Tulsa. It was amazing, amazing conversation. I had Jacqueline Nachito, who is a build with JK. She's a female engineer in Uganda, and she's doing an amazing job where she's building constructions. And like, we grew up in Uganda thinking like only men are supposed to be engineers, but like, here is an example of a woman, and her story was so empowering to other women or young girls in Uganda who want to go on the same path. And then I also, the first time I had one of the ladies from the Unpopular Opinion, Fiona Kemi, so much wisdom in this episode 112. So much wisdom in this. She talks about how she took her journey from low to content creating, like, you know, giving up law, where in Africa your parents want you to do like law, but then you switch to content creating. That's African parents will have a hard time with that, but you can tune in and listen to that. I had Anesu Rovado. She gave her testimony on here, how God changed her life and how God was working in her life. She's also part of Shemaine's group that's called, what's the name of the group? Her Proverb from Zimbabwe. That's my guest from Zimbabwe. I had the star maker, Jerome Mozilla Job, an amazing guy. I had Sarah Flock from Switzerland, Marcy Alba, Miss Autoract, Kampala's Karaoke Queen, Harmony K, Josephine Luzige, who is a lawyer. Lisa talks about mental health. Priscilla Tamale talks about how she's still a lawyer and she does content creating. So her episode was more like how law meets content creation. And that was amazing. There was a lot of good information there. I bring my brother Hakim K. We talked about the current events in Uganda at the time. I think Uganda had the Entebbe airport issues there. And then the second guest of the Unpopular Opinion, who was Nyonya Supreme, she came on the podcast and she gave us some wisdom on there. But she talked about confidence, about herself and how she's been strong. I had Uganda's baddest solo dancer, Dance Mamweto. She talked about dance on here. And then I had Mona Masaka, Melissa Mulunji. She talked about her music and her journey, and we had a few questions to talk about. And then the legend, Babaluku, none other than Babaluku. He was on the podcast. He talks about rap, his journey in hip-hop, and how I met Babaluku. Also, I bring back my brother Hakim, and then we talked about the current event that was going on in Uganda between Eddie Kenzo and Philip Bongo retire. That was pretty cool to share our thoughts on that. And then I tapped into some photographers. Now, Boosfra, Boosfra, it was an accident. And we talked about this on the podcast. It was an accident having him on the podcast, but it worked out well because I mistook him with William, because Businje is also like a doctor and a photographer. So when I was looking on Instagram, I landed on him, who is a doctor and a photographer. So I hosted him on the podcast, but in real sense, it was supposed to be William. But when I had him on the podcast, I said, sure, let's jump on with your story. And it was amazing. And it's crazy how I've built a relationship with Frank. He's been sending me a lot of like like baby videos once he knew like I had my daughter. And he sent me a lot of baby videos. So thank you. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. And keep them coming. They're really helpful. I bring Moses Deepak on the podcast. Moses Deepak, this dude like talks about freezing time, and he's a photographer, so he really does freeze time. He's such an amazing guy. You sit down with this guy, he doesn't talk a lot, but when he starts to talk, yeah, you can feel what he's talking about. I bring Adeline Asim Ishimwe, and we talk about the thought-provoking questions. I had these questions piled up that I wanted somebody to talk through, so she did a great job in talking through those. She also doesn't talk a lot, but she wanted to do a podcast, and she wanted to feel what it takes to do a podcast. After that, I brought Mr. Buscago. Buscago is one of the greatest photographers in Uganda, and he talks about rebrand and building Africa through his photography. It's a pretty cool episode. I bring Alinaitwe Hana, who does, she talked about her journey too, like a news anchor, and she was the best English news anchor, and she does an amazing job in Uganda. She has her own show on UBC, Your Space. All you guys, make sure you go tap in and support her. Episode 132, I bring the Hills Dance Guru, none other than Iwo Brenda. She was amazing. And we recorded this, she was in Mombasa, and she was on the beach. So we really didn't have good signal on there, but the conversation, you can keep up when you hear that. After that, I had Teurai Mosango, also from Zimbabwe, representing. And she talks about her ministry growing together, her organization that she does with girls. I love these. I love people who do ministry to help other people. It's pretty cool. So that's why I bring people like this. I bring William Kane. William Kane, most of you know him as Picture William Tex. He's a great, great guy, great photographer, great mind. He's a doctor, and you sit down with this guy, he opens his brains for you and his wisdom. You learn a lot from William, and he did an amazing job. I loved it. I loved learning from him, and I hope all of you listeners also learn from him. Then I brought Bianca Dykoff. Oh, yeah. She's the official DJ of Karoji. She's a DJ herself. She's a dancer. She talks about her experience with dancing with in the music videos of Sean Paul, Davido, Blow My Mind, a lot of other things to do. A girl from the island to come to the United States and just start her journey was amazing. And then the full circle of the third and final person of the Unpopular Opinion, Be Your Own Boss Babe, Claire Muhaire. She was amazing. And all these ladies from the Unpopular Opinion, they are always amazing. You sit down and they talk, you just learn. If you don't learn anything from that, I don't know, but their wisdom out of that is amazing. I bring Dr. Cisse Atwine. He's a Ugandan psychiatrist in the UK. She has a lot of stuff to talk about, and I think actually I'm gonna have her again on the podcast. We have a topic that I wanted to talk with her on the podcast, so sometimes she'll come back. And then we have Arnold Mugisha, or you can call him Short by Mu, the visual konnichiwa. Oh my gosh, this guy, he's quiet, humble. All photographers pretend they're humble on the podcast. So, but yeah, Short by Mu was a humble guy. And shout out to Short by Mu. Congratulations on all that you've achieved. I saw your credits on Disney Plus, being a photographer. In the episode we just did, Akiza Zimoto. So thank you. Keep going, and don't stop. Just keep going. My brother, I bring back Edwin Nyaika. Nyaika comes back on the podcast, and we do the Explore West, and he had some Q&A questions that people asked, and Nyaika was answering all those. Then we bring Robin Josso from Netherlands. And I've told you my podcast is all over the country, all over. So we bring back Robin, and Robin, we talk about her experience in Uganda. You know how you are Ugandan, like me being in the U.S., if somebody, an American, hosted me on their podcast and they want to listen to my experience as a Ugandan living in the U.S., that was Robin. Like, I hosted her to be that, to share her experience in Uganda as a a Dutch. I almost call them as a Netherlander. That's me. I brought Expect Xavi. Expect Xavi talks about his music. He's an upcoming artist. He wanted an opportunity. I gave him an opportunity. I'm not the kind of person who denies opportunities from other people. So I'm glad to see that he was on the podcast to do his thing and talked about it. Then I brought back Linda. Linda was in the part of the first 100. And then she came back. We did a podcast about the Uganda's funniest scam stories. That was pretty dope. That was pretty funny. I laughed a lot. I've never laughed that much in my life. I brought Big Boy Shark. Talk about his journey to NRG Radio and wherever his path he's been through. Then I brought Geraldine. He's a dancer, and they both danced with Ewo Brenda in the Flickers Uganda. She talked about her journey as a dancer. Melissa Mulungi comes back on the podcast too. We talked about her YouTube video that she did, which was pretty cool, about Germany. And I'm sure if you guys go tapping, you'll learn a lot. I brought Bodhi Naza. Bodhi Naza is a male runway model. He talked about his modeling agency and being a runway model. And then Rianne Batese. Rianne is super, super talented. Like, she speaks a lot of wisdom. Like, she's the person who you can sit with and just talk. Like, even the comments, you saw people saying, like, she was born, she was gifted to talk. She has a lot of wisdom that she talks about. So she does wellness for her and Sukuma. So it was amazing to hear Rianne talk. If all of you guys, I mean, go check out all of my episodes, but you need to check all these episodes that I've told you. It's amazing. I bring back Harmony K to talk about a topic that was on my mind, was owning property as a woman in Uganda. So Harmony came back on the podcast, talk about that. And I just brought Dietrich Sparker, who is a male dancer, and he was talking about Under the Influence, his music projects that he has done, a lot of things he has done, and just his journey from high school. And then my 150th episode, it was an exclusive, my 150th episode was an exclusive interview with Raymond Malinga, who is the director of Harder Boy in Kizazimoto, the movie that just released on Disney Plus. If you have not seen it till now, you'll need to go tap in and watch this episode. So in a quick explanation, that's my 50 episodes that I've done, and all those episodes, you know, I mean, I think there were a few that I brought back. I don't know if in this 50, but those are 50 people that have been on my podcast. And somebody was asking me, how do you know all these people? Like, so I have people who refer another person, but this has been a blessing to me, like hosting all these 50, and these are just 50, but the episodes are a lot. But hosting these people, we still keep in touch. And for me, it's building my friendship with these people, my connections with these people, putting our stories out there for the world to know our stories. A lot of these people do different things, like their career journey, just their hobby. Just talk about dance. People have said earning money into dance. Like, that's something that was not a thing back when we were growing up. Like, dance was looked at as kumarabu day. You're not earning anything, or you're not necessarily say music. But now people come out here to talk about these things, how they're earning money from music, from dance, you know. But on top of that, for me, and this is where I was going with the YouTube thing, like, a lot of people these days, they focus on numbers. Numbers are great. I'm not trying to downplay numbers. But for me as a person, The connection I build with my guest and knowing that my podcast is going out to bless another person. Don't tell me about numbers. Like, even if two people have watched it, I know those two people have been blessed by the podcast. And the fact that people messaged me back and is like, dude, I enjoy this episode. Dude, I like this. That makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. Like, you know, these numbers will come. The numbers will, whatever, they will come. But for me, it means a lot to me when somebody messages me. Like, this, what that one screenshot I shared on my Instagram about a girl that said, Bunny, you encouraged me and now I'm in Canada, or like I made it to Canada, you know, like that was refreshing to me. It's like I'm not wasting time. Somebody's benefiting from this podcast. Somebody's learning something from somebody. A lot of people who are photographers listen to like Picture William Tech's episodes and they learn something for photography. Dancers and uplifting other dreams, like somebody who doesn't know something will listen to a podcast like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that, oh my gosh, I didn't know this person went through this, and that for me lifts me up, and that's what I want to hear. Once in a while we'll do episodes of just like laughing, like, but like even laughing, you know, like that one, the one we just did with Linda, Uganda's funniest scam stories, like, you know, they're funny, you can laugh, but those stories, it's a life lesson. Like, somebody will listen to it. Like, people get scammed with their phones from Motasa Kafero, you know, like when you hear this story and that scenario happens, won't let it happen to you again, you know. So that's the purpose of why I do these episodes. And for me, I like to talk about a lot of like impactful things in life that I know that's going to help somebody else, because some of us never got that opportunity for somebody to tell us impactful things. Like, some things you just found them out and life taught you. But in this generation, we are so blessed that we have things like podcasts. We have things like, I don't know, books, you know. Like, I mean, books have been there. But like a child like me, I went to schools. Like, we never had a library, you know. Like, I never got an opportunity to read. But people who can see from this angle, like, right now I have a whole shelf of books. These are books I read in college. But it helps to widen your thinking, you know, like gives you a different perspective of life. And that's something that I've learned in life, because I've seen a lot of my friends back in Uganda who do not have a different perspective of life, you know. Like, one of my friends told me, and this is something that helped me a lot, my friend is jobless, and I reached out to them because I hate to see my friends struggle. My friend told me, I don't have a job. The only job that's available is giving me 200,000 Uganda shillings, but my budget is 500 Uganda shillings. So I'm not going to take the job because the job won't fill up my budget, like won't fulfill my budget. And he goes on to say that 200,000 is just as much as you can just spend in a car, which you're right. You might spend 200,000 shillings of gas in your car, but I feel like it's pretty, I won't say stupid, but like it's pretty unthoughtful if you stay at home with 0 shillings, turn down a job that's giving you 200,000 shillings that could have helped you. You know, it doesn't make sense to me that you have 0, but there's a job that gives you 200. Why don't you just cut your budget? If your budget is 500,000, why don't you cut your budget to fit that 200? Plus, if 200 doesn't even fill a car, why do you need a car when you don't have enough money? You know, it's something like to think about. And for me to see my friends thinking like that, it hurts me. Because when you listen to podcasts, when you read books, when you open your heart to learn, it helps you to give you a different perspective of life. Because in that situation, if me, I would say, you know what? Let me get this job of 200,000, cut off things that I don't really need, even if you have things you don't need, like, you take care of what you can take care of at the time. Because when you're at zero, if you wait for a job that pays you equivalent to your budget, that still is not even the best decision, or it's not even better, you know. So something like that. But we're in this generation where we have all these opportunities of things to learn from people, to learn from people who share their journey. So I would think that that's why I want to do this. I want to do this podcast. If somebody listens to it, maybe it will change their view of life in some way. I don't want to change people, but maybe it will guide them in their lives in some way, or maybe will empower them in some way. That's the goal of the podcast, you know. Like, that's what I picked out. And in the future, I think of, like, doing other podcasts with other people, of, like, just doing, like, life events, you know, like, laughing about things and theories and just those funny episodes, those funny podcasts that you guys like to listen to, of people just bringing up scenarios that are not even real life. But I know a lot of my age mates nowadays, those are kind of the stuff they want. Those are some of the things they want. But I'm not going to stop doing my life stories and bringing guests on the podcast. But I'm planning on doing something like that. So that will be there. So, yeah, I just felt like I wanted to share a little bit of my thoughts on things, and just empower people, encourage people. Do something, like, go work. Don't turn down anything, you know. An opportunity comes and you might turn down a job of, like, 200,000. But what if you take that job and, like, in less than a week, they give you a pay raise to 500, which is what exactly you want. But the more you sit down with zero, like, zero shillings, you know, it's not adding, it's not helping your situation. So whoever's out there and listening, just go do what you got to do. Change your life, change your community. And I don't want to sound like I'm the smartest person. I hate that. I hate when people think that you're talking as if you're the smartest person on earth, like you know everything. No, I don't know everything. But the little I know, I want to share it with somebody. Maybe they'll benefit from that. Anyway, I'm not going to prolong this. I just wanted to come out here and hang out with you guys, all of you. So hopefully those who have listened through this episode, you've learned a thing or two, and hang out with you. I enjoy watching you guys, commenting on the podcast, interacting on the things I put out there. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. But I'm glad I'm still doing this. I love it. I still love it like I started it. So I love the podcast. And okay, at this time, that's when I'm going to tell you more about coming. So there's a lot of episodes coming that some of them I've recorded. Some of them are still the guests. But in the future, we're going to have an episode that exclusively Luganda. A lot of people, y'all have told me, like, hey, man, you speak a lot of English. And this person that I hosted was the number one person who was complaining about me speaking a lot of English on the episodes. And he said, like, once you do you do some Luganda episodes, like, some people would love that. There's a lot of people, especially my people back home, that would enjoy listening to a Luganda episode. And also proving to you guys that I can speak Luganda. So we're going to have that. There's one coming. And then Charmaine, most of you who are following me on Instagram, you know, Charmaine is coming back on the podcast. I also recorded another episode with Nathan Kutesa. He's a young guy who has his own, like, company, photography company. He talks about his journey, how he got into that. I love stories like that because I feel like they're going to empower somebody else who wants the company. Like, this is a young guy who has his company, and it's a recommendation from all of you guys. We also have future episodes that are coming. Jocelyn Luzige. I have a friend, Paul, from Vancouver, Canada, that's going to be on the podcast. I can't remember all of them, but just so you know, just just want to let you know that it's not ending now. Episodes are out there coming. So just stay tuned, enjoy, and keep supporting me. Keep sharing these episodes. Let me know when you enjoy them, or let me know what you like about them. Let me know what you want me to include, and let's interact here. Let's use this one. So once again, thank you very much for tuning in on the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. I appreciate each one of you. I love each one of you. I love the people that started with me and the people that are still on this journey with me, the people that have supported me from day one, people who have believed in me, and even people who were watching out there to see if I'm going to fail or if I'm going to end. And today I put something on my story to tell you that if everybody out there thought I was going to quit, I'm not a quitter. Like, people who think like that, they don't know me. They don't know me very well. So if you thought I'm going to quit, you might want to do some research from people who know me. There's a few people who know me. They will tell you who I am. Mr. Determination. Shout out Mugume Innocent. He calls me Mr. Determination. When I put my hands and my thoughts on something, I'm going to fight. And if I'm going to leave it, I'm going to live with a fight. Like, I did everything I could do. I remember saying this quote in one of the episodes, like, one of my biggest fear or one of my biggest things that I hate is regretting. I don't want to regret. I want to live a life of no regret. I want to know that I did the best I could do. It just failed. But for me, I played my part. I did everything that I could do, and it just didn't happen. There, I won't even be mad if something doesn't happen, because I know that I've done the best I can, and I don't leave room for regretting. I'll leave you with that. But once again, thank you very much. It's your boy Bonnie Kibuka. Stay tuned and subscribe to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. I love you. Bye.
Hey there, this is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast, because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much, and be blessed.